Hey everyone, it's Movie Day Ladies, June edition. We started off with the movie Snitch starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson about a guy whose kid gets picked up for having drugs, so he's got to go to jail. He wants to get him out of it, so he makes a deal with the federal prosecutor to go undercover to snitch on some other guys. And that's the basic plot line. So, what are our best parts? M.
My best part is The Rock. I like watching The Rock. Actually, the storyline wasn't too bad either. It was kind of easy to follow. A few questions here and there, but not too awfully bad.
I liked The Rock also, and I liked two of the other actors, the Daniel, his one he got involved with helping him get these drug dealers, and the one that was kind of the undercover field guy, the Cooper, his name was. I thought they were very good in the movie.
Yes, I would have to agree. My favorite part was The Rock, but I like him. So that was my favorite part of the whole thing. So what are our worst parts?
The worst part of these type of movies where there's a lot of gangsters and stuff, I can never understand what they're saying because they're kind of mumbling. And, of course, they're using words that we have to try and figure out what the heck they mean. So I guess that would be my worst part.
Yes, that's true. Also, I thought it took a little while to get going. Towards the end, it got a little bit more action, but it took a while for the story to get going. So that would be my...
Yes, I agree. It's not really an action movie. It's more of a drama that has a little bit of action towards the end, but it's more of an undercover drama than a, you know, shoot 'em up type of movie. That happens a little bit, but I would agree my worst part is it was a little slow. I think throughout the whole thing it was a little slow. And it kept my attention, and we discussed a little bit during the movie some things that were kind of silly. The whole premise seemed a little silly since he was just a normal guy going undercover in this major drug cartel, and I'm not sure if that would happen, but I guess they don't know.
If it's The Rock, it would happen, I would say.
Yeah, probably The Rock could do it. If anybody's going to do it, any citizen, The Rock would be able to do it. So that would be my worst part. It was a little boring and a little out there in some parts. But overall, what are our rating then? What would be our ratings?
I think I'll give it a 6. I wouldn't seek it out to watch again, but possibly might watch it again.
I'd give it a 6.2. 6 also, because it kept my attention most of the time. So I would give it that.
I think I'd probably give it a 6 also. I don't think I would watch it again, and I don't think I'd watch it even if it was on TV. But it was okay. I'd probably give it more because of The Rock. If he wasn't in it, it would have had to been some other guy that I liked to watch. But so would we recommend this movie to watch?
To certain people, I would. I know some people I know would be totally uninterested. But yes, some of my friends would watch it.
Well, it isn't a must see at all, but it would be if you're not doing anything, you can watch it, and I think it would keep your interest.
I agree. I think if you like this sort of movie with, you know, drug cartels, that cops, that sort of thing, it would be okay to watch, but I wouldn't. It's not a must-see. So, okay, stay tuned for our next movie. We just finished watching the 1976 version of Carrie, the original, starring Sissy Spacek, Piper Laurie, Amy Irving, John Travolta, which is basically about a strange girl who gets bullied in high school and has a religious fanatic mother who's insane, who develops the power of telekinesis. So we see her get picked on, and then she gets her revenge, which I think everybody probably knows by now. That is the basic plot line of Carrie. So, what are our best parts?
Well, I've always loved this movie, so it's hard for me to pick a best part. I just like the fact that she... I like the fact she got her revenge, but not the way she did it. It's, I don't know, it was just kind of a cool thriller, I think.
I liked the mother-daughter, Sissy Spacek and Piper Laurie. I thought they did a good job with the roles that they played. That would be my good point.
I agree with that. I think the acting, I think Sissy Spacek did a good job playing a creepy, strange girl. So that's what I think.
Especially her eyes.
Yeah. Super creepy. Yeah. And I would have put this movie in I guess it's a horror movie, but it's not that scary. Like, there's a couple of scary parts, but for me, who hates scary movies, I can watch this one and handle it. And it's not over the top for me. And what are our worst parts, M?
My worst part of the movie is when the mother goes nuts and she gets her just reward, but I don't like the fact that they tried to make her look like Christ. And I found that very offensive. Plus, her dying scene was awful.
I think that the thread that ran through the whole movie was somewhat thin. It connected a bit, but some of the things didn't connect quite fully. And the beginning was a little bit off, I thought. So I would say that it could have been done, it could have come together better in the storyline than it did. So I thought, yes, I thought it was kind of a thin storyline.
I had to think about this for a little bit because it's kind of, you can tell it was made in the 70s, so the production value is not that great, which actually kind of takes me out of the movie a little bit, you know, because it's kind of rough looking, but that is also what kind of gives it its charm. I also, yeah, charm, you know, it has that kind of gritty, dirty offness about it that adds to the story, but then kind of takes it out of it a little bit too. Other than that, I would probably agree with both of you a bit. I think that it was it's not an easy movie to watch. It's kind of offensive in some parts, and it's kind of, I'm not quite sure if they're saying that the bully should get revenge or shouldn't, because she gets revenge, but a lot of people get hurt that don't deserve it. So it's, she ends up being kind of a bully herself in the end. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say about that. That's kind of the worst part, isn't it? Did you want to say something, V?
No, I think I just think the movie was, like, I agree with you that it was too far sometimes and not enough sometimes, and this didn't seem to quite make sense that it would be a part of the story. And it wasn't necessarily...
doesn't make sense.
Well, the fact that I agree with you that everybody got... I guess they were all got killed, but they all got her revenge. Not all of them were against her. So there should have been more of a sorting out, I think.
But no one ever did stand up for her, so evidently they all were against her.
I don't agree with that, because we don't know that. And I think the teacher did. I guess at that one point where everybody was laughing at the very end, I wasn't sure if she saw that or if it was true or if she had it in her mind.
It was in her mind.
Yeah, it was definitely in her mind.
So to me, that kind of effect had an effect on what she should not have done instead of what she did, unless she couldn't control it. But maybe that was the thing.
But see, you can't think of it in a logical way because she was crazy. She had a crazy mother. She's crazy.
It actually is, like, I don't want to get too deep on this because it is Carrie, but it's kind of similar to, like, all of the crazy yuckiness that goes on now because the kids get bullied, they're crazy, and then they take it out on people who don't deserve it. It's funny that, you know, in the 70s or whenever Stephen King wrote this, it was almost a precursor and a prediction for the future. It's really sad, actually.
But what we're seeing here is that everybody is that way, and that's not true. You know,
I think that
people are all across the board. People that that are the religious people, and those that aren't, and those that are just kind of nice, they really aren't. Those that aren't. I mean, everybody's across the board. Basically, what he's saying is the same, and they all deserve it, including her at the end.
I don't know, because I think that some people were innocent in that. And it, like, the teacher, I think, was innocent. And she was like a innocent bystander who got lumped in with everybody.
You can't analyze Carrie. It's just Carrie.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, but this is our job, and I take it seriously. So that's why I'm doing it.
I think that's true, though. It is Carrie, but... It is a bit of a precursor, though.
Oh, yes. It definitely is. Yeah.
So, anyway, does anybody else have anything to say about Carrie, the old version? Not the new version, because we don't want to watch that kind of movie. Ugh. Actually, now that I think about it, I think I did watch it once. And I think it was really bad.
It was bad. It was very bad.
Okay, so I didn't see that at the when it was out. Was this the first movie that was... this type of movie when it related to bullies and things like that, that really took on this type of, does anybody know this type of?
I don't know. Action? I'm not sure about that. This came out in 1976. So, and I was reading a little bit and they named the school and everything like the Bates school and that pig farm where they got with the Bates, and the violin music in it is supposed to be a direct link to Psycho. So
that's what I thought, that boom, 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 or something like that. And I mean, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so I think they were kind of, in a way, playing off Psycho, too, because you could compare Carrie to Norman Bates, in a way. You could definitely compare the two. So I think they were kind of, you know, using that as a, you know, here's the female teenage version of it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so that was Carrie, everyone. An interesting and not really heated debate. And I forgot to do the ratings, so Em, what's your rating? Wow, I got thrown off there.
I give it an 8. I just like the movie.
Well, I'm trying not to be negative about it. I would normally give it maybe a 3, but when I think about the whole thing, and it's Carrie, and it's all that. I guess I'd probably give it about a 5.
I have a difficulty rating this movie, too. Like, I would probably give it a 6. I've seen it a few times. I think it's interesting. I think people should watch, I mean, everybody should watch Carrie at some point. So that's why I'd give it that, because it is a cult classic. So that's my rating, 6. Would you recommend this to people? Obviously, Em would.
I would. Everybody has to see Carrie once.
I would say it's up to you. No comment.
Yeah, I would probably tell people to watch Carrie once because it's, you know, Carrie, like I said. Our third movie of the day was Celeste and Jesse Forever, which was starring Rashida Jones, Andy Samberg, Elijah Wood, and Emma Roberts. And it was about a couple who are getting divorced and the process of going from married to divorce. That's a basic plot line. She works as a trend... predictor. Yeah, she predicts trends, and he is an artist who doesn't really work. So they didn't get along very well, even though they were best friends, and it, you know, and then they went back and forth about the divorce a little bit. So, what are our best parts?
I would say the best parts were the occasional humor. There was some good lines in there. And yeah, that'd be the best parts.
That would be what I would say also. There was an occasional humor that was good.
It was a drama with occasional humor. Like, you'd see the people in it and you'd think it'd be more of a comedy, but it's not really comedy, but it does have some funny parts. So I would have to agree. The funny parts weren't too bad. I giggled a little. So that would probably be my best part too. And what are our worst parts?
Well, it seemed like it was really long. It kind of dragged. Yeah, it dragged. A lot. You're like, okay, come on. We've already dealt with this, so move on. That was my attitude. So, yeah, that's the worst part.
There was no charisma between anybody. I thought it was just people acting their parts, and really, it was kind of flat. That's what I thought.
I would agree with both of you. I thought it seemed to go on and on a bit, because it seemed like it was taking place over quite a long period of time, but really it wasn't. Like, all the action happened within a few months, but to me, when you were watching it, it felt like it should have been like 2 years went by during some of that stuff, because she kind of goes up and down and has a bunch of different, and, you know, she goes through a lot in a very short period of time. And what else? I was going to make another point.
Too much about her.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The movie is Celeste and Jesse forever, but really it's more of how Celeste deals with everything, and Jesse is more of a side character, and I thought it was going to be more about them both. Thank you, Em. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, you're welcome, G.
So, what would we rate it then?
I'll give it a 4.5.
4.5 here too.
I would probably give it a 5, or maybe in between a 4.5 and a 5. Like,
let's call it 4.75.
Yeah, because it was okay, but I would never watch it again, and I would probably not say that somebody should watch it. I don't think I would recommend it. I'd be like, yeah, it was okay. It was kind of boring. That's what I'd say.
I would not recommend it either.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. So basically, Celeste and Jesse Forever is probably not recommended by the Movie Day ladies.
You got it.
Okay. We just finished watching The Last Stand, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Forest Whitaker, Johnny Knoxville, and a bunch of other people. It's basically about a leader of a drug cartel who is supposed to be transferred to get executed, right? Yes, nodding heads. And he escapes by driving a special Corvette. And he's going to go to the border and get back into Mexico. And the small town at the border stops him, the sheriff and his band of quirky deputies. And Arnold Schwarzenegger plays the sheriff with a bit of a history of his own, because he wasn't always such a small town sheriff. So that's the basic plot line of the movie. And Forrest Whitaker is the big FBI guy who is coming to get him, but they just can't get there in time because that Corvette goes so fast, he can outrun them all. Anyway, what are our best parts?
I
Em.
Okay, there's a long, long pause there because Em was taking a long time to answer. So let's try that one more time. Em.
I guess the secondary players or characters were my best part. They did a good job of, you know, kind of making things lighter. So, yeah, that was it.
Well, the Corvette, of course. I'm thinking maybe I should get another couple of them. I did have one a while ago, quite a while ago. Anywho, I liked the cars. I also liked the actors. I thought they had a good cast. So those would be the two things that I thought were pretty good about it. And the humor. I thought it had some humor in it also.
I would say probably the humor too, because it didn't take itself too seriously, which it couldn't really take itself too seriously, but it knew that. So there were some funny characters and some funny parts in it. So I like it when a movie doesn't take itself too seriously. So what are our worst parts?
Well, it was so ridiculous. yeah, what the things happening were so silly, and Arnold's getting too old for this. He moves too slow. He looks too old. He's, yeah. Arnold, retire.
Whoa. Didn't he come back from retirement to make this movie?
Well, go back. Go back.
Sometimes you just can't quit. Okay. B?
Well, I can kind of relate a little bit to old Arnold, but I think some of the storyline was quite weak, and I found myself saying "really" a lot of times, which was kind of annoying. So I tried not.
About every 10 minutes, something happened. She'd be like, "Really?"
So some of the storyline was kind of weak.
Really, it was.
Really, yes, it was kind of weak. My worst part, Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous, which I knew it would be, but it was more of almost a comedy action with a bit of trying to be almost a Western in kind of a funny way. So, like the old standoff type. So it was kind of ridiculous. And it appears that the Corvette never, ever, 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 ever runs out of gas. The guy,
you said that quite a few times. Is it never going to run out of gas?
I think that would be kind of upset the flow, though, where he's like, oh, shoot, got to pull over to get gas. How am I going to, you know, or I don't know how else, but he was able to drive like halfway, you know, across the country.
It could have dropped from the sky like the airplanes do it.
Yeah, maybe.
That must be it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty impressive, especially with something with that big of an engine. It's supposed to have like 1,000 horsepowers or something.
Solar, I'm sure. Solar.
Maybe that was it, but I don't think realism.
It might be a little difficult.
The realism wasn't high in this movie, so yeah. Okay, what are our ratings?
I'll give it a 3.
Okay, that kind of surprised me that you disliked it that much. Wow.
It was so silly. It was just, no.
The woman who says she likes Carrie.
Well, yeah, at least we have a plot line.
Not silly at all.
Nothing silly about Carrie.
No, that's true. True.
Okay, V, what's your rating?
Well, see, I give it about a 6.5 because I kind of like crazy action foolish movies sometimes. If they're not, you know, I like the cast, so they kind of did it for me. It made it better than it would have been.
I'm going to give it I'm not a big action movie fan, but I would give this one like maybe a 5.5 because of the funny parts. If they put funny stuff in action movies, I like it better because it distracts from the on and on. Though there wasn't like too much. It wasn't constant action. Well, yeah, it was kind of. What am I even saying anyway?
It wasn't that much funny stuff in it. I argue that point.
Well, there's a lot of stupid stuff in it.
Very stupid.
We all have our opinions.
Okay. All right. So
that's why we're so good at this.
Would we recommend people to watch this?
No, forget it.
Well, you have to be a certain type of person to want to watch it. That's for sure. I would say if you're the type of person, I would say yes.
I would say if you're like an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan or if you like kind of stupid action movies, yes. But for the most part, no.
Even if you're an Arnold fan, you'll be disappointed.
That's true. You probably would be disappointed if you're an Arnold fan.
I say I thought it was kind of fun. So two say no, one says I would watch. I would probably actually watch it again.
Okay.
Really? I would. On TV. It was on.
Okay. All right. So that was The Last Stand, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, who sometimes took a little while to get up. Last movie of the evening is Gangster Squad, starring Josh Brolin, Ryan Gosling, Sean Penn, Emma Stone, and a bunch of other people. Basically, it is about a group of cops in the 1940s who are going after a mobster in LA, and they want to get the mob out of LA. So they go undercover and try to push him out of town. So they start to act less like cops and a little more like mobsters, but they have to do what they have to do to get rid of the mob. So that is the basic plot line. What are our favorite parts?
I would say that I liked the storyline. It kept moving, and Ryan Gosling. I liked him and his character. So that was probably my best part.
I thought that the best part was the storyline also, and apparently there was some way they did it on some events that happened back then. So it may not have been a true story, but it was based on some true events that happened. So I thought that was interesting because I didn't realize that that happened. So I that's the part I liked. It was interesting to watch that.
I agree. I liked the premise. I thought was interesting. I thought it was a good idea. And Ryan Gosling, of course, because how do you not like Ryan Gosling? Let's be honest. So he makes every movie better. But what are our worst parts?
All the shoot 'em up stuff, but I realize that's part of the story, how evidently it went. How things went when there were mobsters back then, but it just got a little tiring after a while, all the shoot 'em up all the time.
A couple of the times I thought that the actors were almost portraying themselves as actors. A couple of times it looked as though they were mimicking some of the actors that you'd see in movies way back when, and I thought Sean Penn did that quite frequently. So that was kind of distracting, I thought. So that would be the parts that I didn't care for.
It almost seemed they were trying to make like a parody of a gangster movie from
way back.
Back then. Yeah. Exactly. I agree. It was a little boring because there was a lot of like shooting and it did seem in parts like a parody. Sean Penn is not my favorite and I didn't think he was the bad guy, the mobster, and I wasn't very impressed by him, but that would...
He was acting as a bad guy, and you could tell.
Yeah. What are our ratings?
I'll give it a 5.
I'd give it a 5 also.
I'd probably give it a 5. Kind of right, yeah, in the middle. I did look, though, and Mickey Cohen was a gangster that was based in L.A., according to Wikipedia. So that part is true. He was a real gangster. And so.
Actually, one of the best actors I thought was Nick Nolte. I thought he did a good job. I like the way he acted. He almost seemed natural in his part.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't really say too much about him, but yes, Nick Nolte. Does anybody, what would we recommend this movie?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if you don't mind shoot 'em ups and stuff. Yeah, I would say it'd be okay to watch.
I would say if you have nothing else to do and you don't mind movies like that, but I could see people would might get a little bored.
I'm not sure if I would tell someone to watch it unless they really, really liked Ryan Gosling. It was a kind of mediocre. I wouldn't watch it again, so I'm not sure if I would actually say, yes, go and watch this movie. But if someone's like, oh, should I watch it? I'd be like, well, do you like Ryan Gosling or anybody in it? Maybe. So I guess that's my opinion.
Yeah. He certainly made it much more bearable.
He makes everything more bearable.
Yes. But if it was true at all, I thought that was interesting. That's the way they kind of took down the mob, if it was true at all.
Well, Cohen didn't go to Alcatraz until 1961. And that was because he was convicted of tax evasion. Yes. So, he was convicted of tax evasion in 1951 also. So I'm not sure how much of this is actually real.
Okay. But if that's the way they got him, if there were cops that actually were working like that, that was interesting.
And in 1957, he had a meeting with Billy Graham, and he was on a very high on the Christian way of life. But of course, he then went back to jail for tax evasion. So, yeah.
Well.
Well. What can you say about that? Okay, then. Well, this is our last movie of Movie Day in June. So catch us next time. We are going to have Movie Day on July 12th. And find us on Facebook, Movie Day Ladies, on Twitter, at Movie Day Ladies. We have a blog. We're all over the place. So find us. Tell us what you think. See you next month.
Just don't be as honest as we are. Pretend you like us.
Yeah, that too.
Give us a 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.